Forced Migration Review, Issue 60, March 2019. Child Labour and School Attendance in Turkey, by Özlem Erdem. Promoting self-sufficiency for displaced populations can have the unintended consequence of undermining efforts to provide education for all Syrian children. In Turkey, the concept of self-sufficiency is an essential and widely accepted part of the country's approach to accommodating Syrian refugees. Both locals and Syrians believe that anyone can build a new life through hard work or by establishing businesses. However, this self-sufficiency approach is risky because it trivializes education in comparison with work and fosters a belief among Syrian adults and children that education will not immediately improve their quality of life and is therefore less important than gaining skills for work. The number of Syrian child workers is vastly underestimated. As parents cannot make sufficient money to cover their daily expenses, they look for options to increase their household income, and one such option is to send children in the family out to work. This situation jeopardizes schooling for boys, because both Syrian and local communities have patriarchal structures and believe that the breadwinners should be male members of the family. Local employees and people are supportive of child labour because of the widely held belief that Syrian children will not be unemployed in the future if they begin working at a young age and gain skills. Interestingly, however, local people do not send their own boys to work because they fear enforcement of the Turkish child labour law, which forbids children under the age of 13 from working. How then can Syrian children be allowed to work? Realities and implications. I visited 15 public schools, 25 temporary education centres, and a Syrian school during fieldwork in the Central Anatolian region in the 2015-16 school year, and met hundreds of Syrian children under the age of 13. Before starting my fieldwork, I obtained statistics on the number of Syrian refugees attending public schools. According to these official statistics, there were only a few Syrian students in each school. In reality, however, public schools had more students than those recorded. For example, one of the schools I visited was recorded as having 39 Syrian students, but actually had 134. By the end of the school year, though, this number had dropped